Okay, Rav Hosea Gavach, all is good. Today's daf is Tainis Daf Chavtes, as we, a couple of days, and then we have Mitzvah Megasim on the Masechta. So yesterday we were talking about a lot of the things, again, if you remember from the Mishnah, a lot of the things that happened are during the fast days, during Shavuos Betamuz and Tisha B'Av, so we're going to continue on with that. Three lines up on Chav Ches Amabez, Hemid Tzelam Behechal. If you remember that we had a couple possibilities of what this was talking about, either it was this Menashe, Melech Yehuda, who kind of put a tzelem in the Heichal, or there was this referring to Apostamos, right, again, who was mentioned right beforehand. Okay, either way, but Maisa, how do you know that the tzelem was put into the Heichal on Shivasar Betamos? So the Gemara says, Minolan, how do you know? Right, Minolan, how do you know? So the Dechtiv, because the Pasuk says, Umeis, Husar Tamid, Vlaseis Shakotz Shomei. So if you can imagine, right, from the time when the Tamid stopped, right, we already talked about how the Tamid was stopped being brought on Shavuos B'Tamuz, but that's the day we're talking about. But let's say it's Shakutz Shomem, or Shikutz, I think it is. Yeah, okay, yeah, it says Shikutz, okay. Maybe something disgusting, right? Shekutz is a disgusting thing, so they put, Shomem is doesn't speak. Something that's disgusting and doesn't speak, well, they put that in the base of Mikdash. V'chan hava, Gemara says, one second, v'chadava, was it really only one? Because the chtiv, the pasuk says, v'chsiv, the pasuk says, v'knaf shekutzim mishomam, right? That's in plural, the pasuk also says. That pasuk, in addition, is in Daniel, that's a little bit earlier. So, Amarava, Rava says, actually, trehavu. Actually, there were two of them. Again, according to assuming, like Rashi, that there were actually two put there by Menashe, but nafal chad al chavre, right? One of them fell on the other one, v'tavre le liyade, and he chopped off, by the other idol's hand. And they found the havoc seed because the pasuk had said that ant tzavis lechur vebesa yadcha ashlimas light. Right, you wanted to lechur vebesa to destroy the Beis HaMikdash, so therefore I'm cutting off your hand as a punishment. And again, just showing that Akash Baruch Hu was not happy with them. Obviously, okay. Fine. Petesha Bab Nigzar al Vasenashi Lo Yikansu La Aretz, right? On that was the time of the Meraglim, right? They were good. They got the Gzera that they're not going into Eretz Yisrael after listening and crying in the Meraglim. We know that how do you know the Chtiv? Because the Pasuk says the Gemara does the math for us. Fahiba, because it doesn't say, right, in Parsha Shlach, it doesn't mention a date, right? But it does have, there is a lineage, again, if you assume that the Torah is in order, right? There's Machoga, big Machogas. But okay, either way, according to this Gemara, certainly, that the events in Sefer Bamidbar were in order. As you'll see, right, there is a, the Gemara does the math for us. The Ketiv, as the Pasuk says, Vahiba Chodesh Arishon Bashana Ashenis, Be'echad Lachodesh Hukama Mishkan. Right, the Mishkan was set up, right, on the first month in the second year, on the Ron Rosh Chodesh. So that's on the first of Nisan. Vamar Mar said, Shana Rishona Asa Moshe HaMishkan. The first year Moshe made the Mishkan. Shnia Hikim Moshe HaMishkan. The second year he set up the Mishkan. V'shalach Meraglim. And he sent Meraglim to Eretz Yisrael. Uksiv, and the Pasuk says, V'hi b'shana Hashenis b'chodesh Hasheni b'esrim b'chodesh. It was in the second year, in the second month, on the 20th of the month. So that's 20th of Iyar. Right? Ne'alah ha'anan me'al Mishkan Ha'idus. The cloud that symbolized the Kosh Baruch Hu on the Mishkan went up, meaning symbolizing that it was time for Bnei Yisrael to leave Har Sinai. Uksiv, and the Pasuk says, "Vayisum Yehar Hashem Derech Shloshes Yamim," that they left, right? That they traveled for 3 days. And Amar Mechama Bar Chanina, pretty well known drasha. Also, Yom Saru Me'acharei Hashem. That day, excuse me, they left Hakadosh Baruch Hu. And what Rashi explains over here, if you look at the first skinny line, right, Rashi says, Maher Lashon Maher Achshav Kishatitol Yud Test Yamim Mechodesh Iyar Kodem Elas Hanan Pashule Yud Vanu Yud Hayu Bein Derech Shloshes Yamim. Meaning that, that's not what I'm looking for. I'm looking for the one, the Rashi that says that they ran away like school children. Okay, maybe that's not here. Not sure. Okay, either way, but the Pashas has been Israel kind of ran away from Har Sinai, like they were done with all the halachos, so like, get me out of here, the Gemara Darshans. Okay, meaning, but that day they started leaving Kosh Baruch Hu's presence, meaning they saw Mecharei Hashem, they turned away from Kosh Baruch Hu, and they started sinning, right, because up until Har Sinai, right, they had the Mishkan, Moshe set up the Mishkan, right, then you have the Vahib and Soa, the Nunim Hafuchim, and then right after that, in Parshas Baluscha, you have all these sins, as the Pasuk says, V'chaf Zafsuv HaShem HaKiroh HaSavu Tava, right, and the Vayashuvu Vayivku Gam B'nei Yisrael, etc. And then the Pasuk says, Ad Chodesh Amim, Davalei Esrim Matartim Besivan, meaning, what's going on over here? So again, if you remember, there was Bnei Yisrael, right, cultivated a craving, right, and they had a month full of what's it called, of slav, and that they got the slav for a month. So again, obviously, then Akash Baruch Hu brought a plague. He was not so happy, right? So that again, so when you do the math, so that takes you up to the 22nd, right, of Sivan, right, Esrim V'Tartin, this Sivan. Right, so you take 3 days plus the month, right? Then the month is 29, and that takes you to the 22nd of Sivan. Okay, Uksiv, another pasuk says, "Vatizagash Miriam Shivas Yomim." Right, the end of Parshas Baloscha. Right, Moshe, Miriam says Lashon Hara about Moshe. She gets again big discussion over there what exactly happened, but let's say Parshas said Lashon Hara about Moshe, and then she got Saras, and she was there for 7 days. Okay, the Havalei Esrim B'Tisha B'Sivan, and that's the 29th of Sivan. Uksiv, and then it says, right, the next Parsha is Shlach Lecha Anashim. That's literally the next few Pzukim. Betanya, within the Brisa, if Esrim B'Tisha B'Sivan Shalach Moshe to Meraglim, so Moshe sent the Meraglim, Uksiv, Vayashuv Mitor Arz B'Kitz Arba'im Yom. So count 40 days after the 29th of Sivan. So there you go. So that ends up, right, on Tisha B'Av. So the problem is, no, it doesn't. As the Gemara points out, Ani Arba'im Yom, Nechichad Avu. Right, that's one less, right? That, and you end up with Shmona B'Av instead of Tisha B'Av. So the Gemara says, Amar Abaye Tamuz Hayi Shasa Mili Maluha. Right, that's right. Easy way out of it is that simply saying that Tammuz had 30 days instead of 29 days. Right, Tachtiv, as pasuk says, Kara Alai Moed Lishpor Bechurai. Now that pasuk is an Echa that Hakadosh Baruch Hu made a holiday to Lishpor Bechurai, to destroy the Bechurim. A Bechur is a young yeshiva Bechur. Right, so meaning that Hakadosh Baruch Hu made a Moed to destroy the young man. What does that mean? Right, the implication is that there was a holiday, not necessarily referring to Tisha B'Av, but referring that Akash Baruch Hu set up an extra moed, an extra holiday, i.e. Rosh Chodesh, meaning that there was a 2-day Rosh Chodesh, and then that's how it fell out, right, that it ended up on Tisha B'Av. Uksiv, the pasuk says, V'tisa kol ha'edav v'itinu et kolam v'efku ha'am b'layla ha'hu, and then they all cried on that night. Right, that was the Erev Tisha B'Av. Right, Amar Lahem Akash Baruch Hu. Right, Atem Bechisem Bechiyah Shalchina. V'ani Kovei Alechem Bechiyah L'Doros. Right, famous line that you guys cried for no reason, so I will make this day an ominous day in Jewish history. So it works out that they cried, right, the 9th of Av, right, at night, right, meaning the night before, right? So that's Tisha B'Av for the rest of time. Chorav Abayis Harbari Shona, the first Beis Hamikdash was destroyed on Tisha B'Av. D'chtiv, because the pasuk says, pretty straightforward. V'chodesh Hamishi V'Shiva L'Chodesh, Hishnas Tsha Esrei Shana L'Melech Nebuchadnezzar Melech Bavel, Bav Nebuzaradan, Rav Tabachim, Eved Melech Bavel, V'Yisrof Es Beis Hashem, etc., etc. V'ksiv, the pasuk says, V'chodesh Hamishi V'Esor L'Chodesh, Hishnas Tsha Esrei Shana L'Melech Nebuchadnezzar Melech Bavel, Bav Nebuzaradan, Rav Tabachim. So the Gemara points out, right, V'tanim L'Ender, but I say, Iyash Shalomer, B'Shiva Sha'arik for never B'Esor. Right, if you remember the two people that I quoted quickly, one of them says it happened on the 7th, right, on the 7th of, and one said it happened on the 10th. So how does that work? Right, so V'ef Shalom Be'esor Shurikin never B'Shiva. Right, ready says 10th and the 7th. So Akeit said, how does that work? So B'Shiva Nichnasu Nachrim LaHeichal. On the 7th, they went into the Beis Hamikdash. V'Achlu V'Kilgalu Bo Shvi Yushmini, and they had a good time there in the 7th and 8th days. Uchi Samach LaChashicha Heitzizu Bo Sa'or. And so on the 9th, right, by sundown, that's when they started burning it. Vayadolik Volecholayom Kulu, and it was burning the whole day of the 10th of Av, meaning it started burning towards the afternoon on Tisha B'Av. Shneimar Zbaz says, Oy lanu ki pana hayom ki inatu tzalei erev. Right, Tzalei erev is the shadows of nighttime. So the shadows of nighttime, that's when it started burning. Finally, Dan Rabbi Yochanan ilamad ha'isi b'oso ador lo kavatzi v'ele ba'asiri. And that's what Rabbi Yochanan says. I don't understand. Most of the Beis Hamikdash burned on the 10th. I would have set it up on the 10th. That's when most of the Beis Hamikdash was burned. So why do we do on Tisha B'Av? So Rabbanan, they hold this chalta b'depuranusa adifa. It's better to set up the Yom Tov, the Mitzvah Shem. It should be the Yom Tov, but it's better to set up the Chag right when everything started. Right, the beginning is very significant. So therefore, we start. We hold the fast on the day that it actually started. Okay, Uvashniya. So now, what about the second Beis Hamikdash? So we know that. How do you know that it happened on again Tisha B'Av? The time it was on the Raisa Megalgal and Schus Leom. Liyom Zakai v'chovav Liyom Chayev. Right, good things. Zchus, Liyom Zakai, a good day. Good things happen on a good day, and bad things happen on a bad day. Amru, they said. Mishchar Beis Hamikdash Harishona. Oso Yom Erev Tisha B'Av Haya. Right. Now that's a little bit weird. The word Erev is a little bit misplaced here. It could be As we just learned, it wasn't an Erev Tisha B'Av, so it could be that Bach takes it out. Okay, but either way, that day was Tisha B'Av. Motzei Shabbos Hayah is actually Sunday. Right, Motzei Shviyas Hayah is also the eighth year or the first year of a Shemitah cycle. Mishmarta Shal Yehor Yariv Haisa, and it was Yehor Yariv's Mishmar. If you remember, that was one of the Mishmaros that was the most chashuv, but it actually did not end up coming back to Eretz Yisrael with the Golus. We mentioned that on Daf Chav Zayin, I think. Either way, so Vahalaviyam Hayu Omrim, so what was the Shira they were saying? Omrim Shira, Omdin al Duchanam. They were saying Shira, Mashira Hayu Omrim, what were they saying? Vayashav Aleim, Osonam, Uvarasam Yatzmise. The Kosh Baruch Hu kind of returned their sin and their evilness. Yatzmise, and I'll cut them off. I mean, that is from the Shisha Yom of Wednesday, actually. But for some reason they were saying on Sunday, right, to kind of, you know, have a bad omen, excuse me. They weren't able to finish that pasuk that said that Hashem would cut them off, or that Shabbat Nachrim of Kavshum, until the, you know, until the Romans, or I guess in that case, talking about the first base, I mean, the Babylonians, were able to, I guess, break through the walls and stop the Shira. And then here's the kicker, right, V'chein Bishniyah. So too, this happened in the second Beis HaMikdash. Now, not everything that we mentioned in the last, you know, few moments happened in the second Beis HaMikdash. As we mentioned, Yehor Yariv wasn't already the Mishmar. They didn't come back. It doesn't mean everything, but it means just that it happened on Tisha B'Av. That was the second Beis HaMikdash as well. So Nilkada Beitar, we mentioned in the Mishnah that Beitar was captured. Also, the Gemara, how do we know that? That's a Mesorah that's passed down. Nachrusha Ha'ir, the city was plowed. Taina, because we learned the Raisa. Kishacharav Turnus Rufus, Kishacharash Turnus Rufus. Should be Kishacharash, yeah. Bach, is it? Kishacharash Turnus Rufus Harasha Zahegal, when he plowed over the Beis HaMikdash. Nigzur Xer Aram Gamliel Lahariga. So they wanted to kill, right? Rabbi Gamliel was the Gadol Ador, so they also wanted to kill Rabbi Gamliel. But also Ador, there was some Roman, kind of nobleman. The Amad, the Beis HaMedrash. He got up in the Beis HaMedrash. You can imagine that was probably a strange sight. The Amad, and he said, Baal HaChotem Mispakesh, Baal HaChotem Mispakesh. I'm looking for the one who has the nose. I guess that's how Rabbi Gamliel was, he was known, or that's how he looked, or it was just knowing that would be who he's talking about. He didn't want to say it out loud, that, hey, Rabbi Gamliel, by the way, they're trying to kill you. As you'll see in a second, he's trying to help him. Either way, Shama Rabbi Gamliel, Azza Tashaminayos, right? Rabbi Gamliel understood what he was trying to do, and he ran away. Azza Lagabe Betsena, so this Roman nobleman met him, as you'll see, he was on the Beis Din of the Romans. So he was, he went to meet Rabbi Gamliel in secret, Betsena in secret, but Rabbi Gamliel said to him, Imat Silnalach, if I save you, right, so bring me to the next world. Promise me Olam Haba. So I'm like, hey. So Gamliel said, no problem. So I'm like, Eshtavali. He said, swear it to me. So Eshtavali, sure enough, that was good enough. He swore it then. So Salik V'Igra Nafal Ames. So he went up onto the roof, and he jumped off the roof. And Gemiri, Dechi Gazri Gazresu, Mais Chai Minayim, Mevatle Gazatayu. And apparently, they had an omen or a din, right, in Rome, that if there's a Beis Din or let's say a Sanhedrin or whatever it is, right, if somebody in the government who makes some sort of decree dies before the decree can be carried out, so they say, you know what, this is probably a bad idea, and they take it back. So sure enough, that's how that guy saved him, because he was on the Beis Din that, I guess, that condemned him. So he went to kill himself, and they were like, you know what, maybe we should stop with this, and then therefore they stopped with the Xerah to kill him. Like, and sure enough, Yath Tavaskol V'Amra, right, Adon Zeh Mezuma Nechai Olam Haba, right, this nobleman is going to get Olam Haba. Okay, fine. Tanra Bar Wilander Reisa, Mishacharav Habayis HaRishona, Barishona, the first place on Medesh when it was destroyed, Nikmazu Kitos, Shalpirche, Gehuna, Mavtechos, Heichel, Beyodan, famous Gemara that is set over by the time of Bai Tisha B'Av, where the Kohanim, the young Kohanim were gathering together, they had the keys to the Beis HaMikdash. They said, Hashem, since we weren't really successful, we weren't Zocha to be good, caretakers of the Beis HaMikdash, You maftechos mesuras lachal. You know, we apparently didn't do a good job with the keys. So here you take them. Uzarkum klapim alav yatzdaka ein pisas yad v'kiblasa mehem. Right, a hand came out from Shemayim. They threw it up to Shemayim, and a hand came out kilu and grabbed them. Right, but then v'hem kaftu v'nafulu tochor, and they jumped into the fire, obviously, and they died. V'aleim konim Yirmiyo anavi. Right, Yirmiyo. What did I say? Yirmiyo. Yishayo wrote the following. Kina. Excuse me. Masagei chizayon, malacha ifoki alisa kulacha legagos. Right, you went up to the roof. Right, it shuas malaya ira homia kirya aliza chalalayach lo chalecherev lo meisim lochama. Right, they didn't get killed by the sword. Right, but they jumped off. But they still died in the war. So Avakash Baruch Hu Nemar, even Akash Baruch Hu said, Mikarker kir v'shua el ha'har, right, he also cries about what happened, obviously, as we've said many times, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right, accompanies Am Yisrael into exile, right, Hashem's not happy when we sin, and he has to punish us, right, just rather, right, the mashal is that Hashem, you know, accompanies us wherever we go. Okay, Mishen nichnas av matim misimcha, more hilchos Tisha B'Av and Chodesh Av. When Av comes in, we start obviously decreasing our joy, implying that we should be b'simcha the rest of the year. Amar Rav Yehuda b'rei d'Rav Shmuel bar Shilas mishmei d'Rav. So k'shem mishen nichnas Av matim b'simcha, kach mishen nichnas Adar marbe b'simcha. Right? Obviously, as you know, Adar and Av are polar opposites, and you know it comes out in some of the halachas as well. Amar Rav Papa hilchach bar Yisrael d'isbei dina b'hadi nachri. So if a Jew has some sort of litigation with a guy, right? Don't have that litigation in Av, the real mazle, because the mazel is not so right. His mazel is not so good. But v'limtzi nafshi be'adar the debari mazle, right? Rather, you should do it in Adar when he has a better mazel. Laseiz lachem acharis v'tikva. The pasuk says you're going to have a hope. Right? Amar Rav Yehuda v'reder Shmuel bar Shilas mifrei d'Rav. Again, the same mandamar we just said the last vort. Elu dekalim uklei pishdan. And that's talking about that when Bnei Yisrael were going to Galus and Bavel, they still will have palm trees and clay pishtan and clothing made out of pishtan, meaning that the Kosh Baruch Hu will still give them food and clothing, right, even when they're in Galus. Vayomer re'ei re'ach b'nei k're'ach sadeh asher berecho Hashem. That's already by when Yaakov went to Yitzchak. So he stole the begadim of Esav, who he had gotten from Nimrod, who he had gotten from Adam Arishon. So Yitzchak said when Yaakov walked in Nimrod's clothing and in Esav's clothing and Adam Arishon's clothing, it smells like Gan Eden, that's Rashi. That's what the Rashi over there in Chumash points out. It smells like Gan Eden. It's Amar Rav Yehuda, Breder of Shmuel, Bar Shilas, and Mishmei D'Rav. Again, the same on Damar. Kreach Sada Shel Tapuchim. It's like the field of apples. Now, Tosfos does not say that Tapuchim here means apples. He says that it's a reference to Esrogim. Again, if the Gemara has a big machlokas in terms of what it was that Adam and Chava ate from the Itadas. So again, Pasha says that it's talking about a esrogim, because it's not an apple, right? The apple is not one of the options. So if you take an esrog, again, all the options over there, I think there's chita, and then there's a fig, is one of the options. Even I'm not sure. I think it was maybe grapes. I forget all the possibilities in the Gemara over there. But if I'm not mistaken, esrog is the only one that smells. So if that's what we're talking about, that there's a fruit of Gan Eden, right? So again, it could very well be that's on this side of the machlokas that it was esrogim that they actually took a bite from. Okay, either way, but that's again same mandamar. That's why we have these three kind of quotes over here from Rabbi Yehuda Bar Shmuel Bar Shilas Bishmeidrav. Okay, Shabbos Shechalios Tisha B'Av Yos Besocho Asur Mishab L'Chabes. What's the deal with the 9 days? Just again, lahalacha, right? Svardim or machmir for Shavuot Shechalbo, that they don't have the restrictions. They have the restrictions of the 9 days, only the week that Tisha B'Av falls out. And Mashkenazim are machmir to Rosh Chodesh. You'll see that both of those have basis in the halacha, but there are many other opinions here, as we'll quote. And if you thought it was tough to refrain from eating meat for 9 days, so you'll see that there's an opinion that you should do it even longer than that. But let's see. So Amar Rav Nachman says, Lo Shana El Chabez Olobosh. And this is talking about, when we're talking about you're not allowed to do laundry, so that's if you're going to wear it. But if you're going to do laundry and you're going to leave it, you know, you're going to put it in the closet, so then that's mutter. That's Rav Nachman Shita, that's not how we paskin. Rav Sheshes says, no, it's even usher to do laundry and put it away in the closet. A number of sheshes, Rashi says, Teda, I'll prove it to you. The Batli cuts you to be Rav, because in Rav's house, right, so there's no laundry whatsoever. Or you should know that they didn't do any laundry, even to put away for later. Masa Rav Nuna asked a question, and he said, 1 second. The Mishnah said it's mutter to do laundry on Thursday because of Kavod Shabbos. Again, if you remember from the Mishnah, so that was talking about when Tisha B'Av was on Friday. So on Thursday, even though it's Erev Tisha B'Av, excuse me, you're allowed to do laundry for Erev Shabbos. The Gemara says, Lamai. So 1 second, what's the purpose of this clothing? Ilei Malachavish Alulbo. Should you tell me you're gonna wear it when you do the laundry? So my Kavod Shabbos ego. What Kavod Shabbos is there for wearing nice clothes on Thursday? I say, Ella Neich must be. You're going to do laundry on Thursday, you're going to put away, and you're going to wear it on Shabbos. Right? The Shari, the Shabbos Kula Aser. And that seems to say that you can do it on Thursday, but you can't do it the whole week. Right? So that's against Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said it's only if you're going to wear it, but if you're going to put it away for later, that is mutter. Right? Here you're telling me that what's the case? You must be doing laundry to put away for later, but it's only Thursday that you can do the laundry, and not the entire week when Tisha B'Av falls out on Friday. So you see that Rav Nachman is not correct. So the Gemara says, La'olam l'chaveis u'lulbash. No, really, the case is here. Sorry about that. Got a little bit of congestion. Really, what we're doing here is the chabis of lulbosh. Really, we are wearing the clothing, meaning they're going to wear it on Thursday. But what's the case? That's a specific case. Guy's got only one shirt. He's got only one pair of clothes. Right, again, if you only have one shirt, you can wash on a chol hamoed. There's also an iser to do laundry, and so too during the 9 days. Okay, so you have Rav Nachman and you have Rav Sheshes's machlokes. Obviously, we paskin can't even do laundry to put it away. It's Manami was also said on Rabbi Yemen and Rabbi Elazar lo shana lechabes uvelulbo shavala aniach moter. Right, another sheet Rabbi Elazar holds like Rav Nachman. Maisri, hold on 1 second, I'll ask you a question. Also, the Chavis Lifnei Tisha B'Av, it's also to do laundry before Tisha B'Av. I feel laniach nachat Tisha B'Av, even to put away for later. Right, that Bryce seems to be very clear against Rabbi Elazar and Rav Nachman. Right? And the Bryce just continues, V'giyatz shalom ki kibos shalahem, v'klipishtan ein mehem mishum giyatz, ein bahem mishum giyatz. And giyatz shalanu, meaning that the giyatz, the type of laundry that they do in Galus, right, in Bavel, excuse me, was the same, was the kibbutz, was the laundry of there. There's a whole discussion what exactly that means. It could be that it takes a rock and you smooth out the clothing. It could be the parallel nowadays is dry cleaning. Either way, but and then the clay pishton in Behem Shum Giyutz, but it doesn't apply to linen. But again, the kasha here is against Rav Nachman and Rabbi Elazar. That apparently it's also for you to do laundry for later. So sure enough, the Gemara says to you, nechanami, and then as you might imagine, that's why we paskin that it is in fact usher to do laundry during the 9 days for later. Okay, shalach Rav Yitzchak Bar Guria Meshmed Rav Yochanan, af b'sham amru klei pishtan ebehem shum giyutz. Right, even though they said that if you're wearing linen and you do this giyutz process, that's not usher. Aval usher lelov shom b'shabes shechal tishba v'dios besocha, you still can't wear it. We still can't wear it, even though it's mutter to do it. We still shouldn't wear it because it's again it's inappropriate to wear that type of I guess cleaned clothing during the week. Amar Rav says lo shana el lefanav. Now, when we're talking about you're not allowed to do laundry during Shavuot Shachal B'Av, during Tisha B'Av, that's only before Tisha B'Av, right? Avala Akrav, but if Tisha B'Av falls out of, I don't know, on a Monday, so then obviously Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday is totally mutter. Shmuel Amar Shmuel says fascinating. Afil Akrav Nami Aser. It's even Aser the rest of the week. Right, not only, right, you can imagine, right, you had 9 days of no laundry, then everybody rushes to their washing machines, right, as soon as it's mutter, but Shmuel says, nope, you gotta wait an entire week. Basically, I ask you one question, hold on. Shabbat Shechal Tisha B'Av, Leos Bezocha, Osir L'Sabbat L'Chabes, you're not allowed to get a haircut or do laundry the week that Shmuel, when Tisha B'Av falls in the middle. V'chavishi, mutar in Mepnei Kavod Shabbos. On Thursday, it's mutter, right, for Kavod Shabbos. So, Ketzad, how does that work? Chaliyos be'echav Shabbos. If Tisha B'Av is on Sunday, so mutter Shabbos called Shabbos Kula. You can do laundry the entire week. V'sheni v'shlishi v'rivi v'chamishi. If it fell during right in the middle of the week, so the fun of Asur, the Achar of mutter. So beforehand, it's Asur, but afterward, it's mutter again. As you see very clearly, that right, that's against Shmuel. Chaliyos be'echav Shabbos. If it fell out on Friday, we don't have that nowadays in our calendar, but let's say it fell out on Friday. What the Chabbos bechamishi would make up a Shabbos, right? That's what our Mishnah said. You can do laundry on Thursday for, excuse me, for covered Shabbos, to wear the clothing on Shabbos. But if you didn't do it on Thursday, you can even do laundry right from the mincha and from the afternoon, right before Shabbos, right? Even though it's Tisha B'Av itself, and that's not so good because light Allah Abaye v'Tamer Ravacha Bar Yaakov, either Abaye or Ravacha Bar Yaakov cursed someone who would wait to do his laundry until Tisha B'Av afternoon. But either way, we still have a kasha. Bryce continues. Sorry, Chalios B'Sheni B'Chamishi. If Tisha B'Av fell out on Monday and Thursday, Kodesh Shloshim Maftir Echad, you read three Aliyos, right, just like we do on a regular Monday, Thursday, and then one Maftir. B'Shlishi Ravi. But if it fell out on Tuesday, Wednesday, excuse me, and I pasha Sunday also, or Friday, right? Korah Echad Maftir Echad. Right? Tanakama holds we actually would have only one Aliyah and then half Torah. But Rabbi Yossi, Omer Rabbi Yossi, this is how we paskin. Lolam Korin Shloshim Maftir Echad. Right? We always have. And on a fast day, you have three aliyahs and then half Torah. But again, Tufta de Shmuel, that's against Shmuel. Shmuel said it was usher the entire week after Tisha B'Av, even if Tisha B'Av fell out on, I don't know, Tuesday, right? It was still usher Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. So Melech HaShmuel, Shmuel should say to you, actually, no Tanai. It's really a Machogis Tanayim. Right? Detanya, as we learned in our Reisah, Tisha B'Av Shechalios B'Shabbos, V'chein Erev Tisha B'Av Shechalios B'Shabbos, right? Either, whether it's Tisha B'Av that falls out on Shabbos or Tisha B'Av falls out on Sunday, and it's Erev Tisha B'Av, Ochol v'shoseh kol tzarko, malei al shulchano, afilu kesudas shlomo v'shaito, right? There's no fasting on Shabbos, right? You eat the entire fast as much as you can, right? Even a beautiful suda like Shlomo Melech, that's not the important part for us, but either way, v'asur l'sapar l'chabes marash chodesh v'alei tainis, and this is the Rebbe Meir, that's where Ashkenazim get their minhag from. It's asur to do laundry or haircutting from Rosh Chodesh Av, but obviously Ashkenazim start the haircutting from Shavuos v'Tammuz. But Divrei Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Kol Chodesh Kulo Aser. Right, all right. Can you imagine all Chodesh Av? You can't get a haircut or do laundry. Right, forget the week. Right, Shmuel is giving us a break. Right, Rabbi Yehuda says you can't do it all Chodesh Av. Rishima Gamliel Omer Eino Aser Ela Oso Shabbos Bilvad. And Rishima Gamliel says no, it's only that week. So that's what Shmuel is holding, right? Like Rishima Gamliel, that entire week is usher how to do laundry and get a haircut, even if Tisha B'Av falls out, let's say on a Monday, right, it still will be usher that entire week. Obviously, we paskin that like we said that against Shmuel that beforehand before Tisha B'Av is usher, but after Tisha B'Av, right, certain things are right mutter already right away, and certain things are usher until Chatzos on the 10th. Okay, either way, that's how we paskin. We go Vayikra in the Hilchos Shas tomorrow. It's a Shem, very exciting to finish the Masechta on Monday.